And welcome back to MMS 2013. I'm joined today by Deepak, and we're going to be discussing one of the more interesting, more hot topics about IT data center management, managing VMware. So first of all, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure, okay. Thanks for having me here, Simon. My name is Deepak Maheshwari, and I work as a partner consultant with Microsoft. My primary job is to provide pre-sales, post-sales assistance to our partners so they can sell and deploy Microsoft solution for their end customer.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about hybrid management in general. Now, beyond just VMware, tell me, VMM, it can also manage Citrix, right? Can you talk
Absolutely.
A little bit about that?
Sure, definitely. So in Virtual Machine Manager 2012, what we can do is we can manage Citrix, we can manage ESXi, you know, hypervisor, and we can perform all the day-to-day tasks on these hypervisor. Apart from this, what we can also do is we can deploy a service, which is a new concept in VMM, which we introduced in VMM 2012.
Now, this is a service template, right?
Absolutely. Yep. It's a service template. So what we can do is we can group multiple machines together. So take an example. If you are deploying any specific service, which is going to be used by the users, so what we do is we deploy front-end, middle tier, and the back-end as database tier. So we can group all these machines together, and we can deploy it on any of these hypervisors.
So you can deploy a service that you design in VMM on Hyper-V, on Citrix, or over on VMware?
Absolutely. We can do that, yeah.
Cool. Well, let's talk a little more about VMM management itself. First of all, you know, tell me, what can VMM manage that's part of the VMware infrastructure?
Sure. So what VMM does is it talks to the vCenter. So what we do is we communicate with vCenter. The reason is the ESXi APIs are not public.
So we do have a dependency on vCenter.
Absolutely. We do have a dependency to communicate with vCenter first, and all the instructions are passed on to the vCenter. So we don't directly manage ESXi. We pass on the instruction to vCenter.
As an intermediary.
There, absolutely, yeah.
And it passes that on. Great. So tell me, what are some of the features that we can actually do, you know, actually managing our VMware infrastructure?
Okay. So what we can do is we can perform all day-to-day operations. Operations like, you know, creating a VM, performing the live migration, you know, shutting down a virtual machine, starting a virtual machine, maybe putting a, you know, ESXi host into the maintenance mode. So these are the tasks we can perform.
Nice. Now, I see you do have a demo environment as well. Can you
Absolutely.
Maybe walk me through some of these features as well?
Sure, I can do that, yeah.
Now, this is, of course, System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager that we have open, right?
Right.
And you're showing us the VM and services view.
Sure. So what I'll show you is, like, you know, how we make this integration work. So first of all, what we do is we just go to our fabric, and we add resources. And this is where we first start communicating with vCenter.
This is the option to add that vCenter server.
Absolutely. So what we need to do is, first we need to set up the VMware environment. Like, vCenter should be up and running. It is connected with the ESXi host. And then we are going to communicate with the vCenter. So this is where we provide the vCenter name. I've already added the vCenter, so I'll directly show you that one. So if I go here, I can look at my vCenter server. And here you could see the information about vCenter.
It's healthy, it's responding,
Absolutely.
It's active. So we're still able to monitor the state of that vCenter server as well.
Absolutely. And apart from this, we can get the information about how many number of ESXi hosts are we managing with it, and how many number of VMs which are running on top of those ESXi hosts.
Great. Now, it looks like you actually had a cluster that you're managing. So this doesn't just manage standalone ESX hosts. This manages VMHA clusters as well, right?
Absolutely. And in my demo, I have got a cluster. So you can see I have, you know, a couple of machines which are part of the same cluster, and we are directly managing the cluster.
Great. So can it do things such as vMotion,
sure.
Storage vMotion, DRS? I mean, there's so many great features, but you know, VMM, it can do most of these kind of day-to-day standard operations, right?
Absolutely, it can do that. And let me just walk you through the step which I need to take first to configure our integration between VMM and vCenter.
All right.
So first, you have seen, like, you know, I have imported the vCenter. So I have the vCenter information here. Now, after that, what I need to do is I need to import the ESXi servers. So we have got ESX host and cluster. So we can manage individual host as well as the cluster. Then we need to select the root account. So in order to communicate with, you know, ESXi host, mm-hmm. we require the root permission, which we can use using our run as account. So I have already done that. If I go next, you can see these are the hosts which I can manage. Since I already have these hosts, you know, part of my VMM infrastructure, that's why they are grayed out. So I can simply click on next and I can finish it.
So pretty straightforward to go and add them into the environment.
Absolutely.
Now again, we're communicating through the vCenter server. So at this point, we're basically asking the vCenter server for a list of available hosts. It's not like we have to do on-the-spot discovery and go and call everything. That information is generally already available to us.
Right. And you can be selective. So for example, if you don't want to manage all the hosts, you can select the host which you want to manage.
Right.
And apart from this, we can also add multiple vCenter. So it's not only just vCenter. So if you want to manage multiple ESXi hosts, which are part of multiple vCenter server, you can also do that.
Great, so a lot of utilities here. Now, you said that it's used for generally day-to-day operations. Does that mean that VMM can do absolutely everything that vCenter can do?
Okay, so the answer is no. So we cannot do each and every operation which vCenter does. So basically, we require vCenter to perform all the initial configuration, like adding the ESXi host, configuring the port group, virtual switch, distributed switch, and even for creation of VMware templates and deploying all the machines. So all the tasks you need to perform in the vCenter first, and then you add the vCenter into the VMM environment.
I see. So initial configuration, kind of that one-time pain. You're going to do that with vCenter, but after it's up and running, day-to-day operations, we can continue using VMM to go manage it.
Yeah, apart from this, if you need to perform these kind of operations again, maybe you are adding more network and you're creating more distributed switches, you will have to do it using vCenter.
Okay.
We can refresh them and we can see it into our VMM environment.
Now, one of the most interesting and popular features in VMM 2012 is dynamic optimization. This essentially gives us the ability to kind of load balance our virtual machines across different hosts.
Right.
Can we still use ESX and actually move VMs around our ESX hosts?
We can. So we get all the capabilities of VMM, which we can utilize and which we can perform operations on either ESXi or in our Hyper-V environment. So we can perform dynamic optimization. And let me show you, how do we do that.
So great, let's take a look.
So I've got my ESXi host here, and I've configured it. And there are a couple of things which I also need to showcase, which are part of our initial configuration, so I don't want to miss out. So we'll select the ESXi host, all the ESXi hosts. We'll go to the management, and this is where we need to retrieve this certificate, which means we can perform all the operations from VMM. If we don't retrieve this certificate, we won't be able to place a VM, and there are some restrictions which we won't be able to do. Once we are done with it, we just need to get into the hardware section. And that's where we also need to map our logical network. Okay. So in VMM, we use the concept of logical network, and that logical network has to be mapped with our ESXi environment.
Okay, great. Well, now let me also extend this concept to private cloud a little further and talk about self-service. Now, with System Center 2012, one of the new components that was released was App Controller, basically a web-based self-service portal. It gives limited scope for a user so they can say, hey, I have these services, I can deploy them onto these clouds. Can we still go and have a self-service user go and deploy onto a VMware infrastructure as well?
Absolutely. So we communicate, everything is being communicated using the VMM. And we can have our self-service portal. Either we can use App Controller, or we can use our System Center Service Manager to communicate with our VMM. So we can use these portals and perform the, if you want, we can also do the automation. So we can have orchestrator in between, and we can perform certain automations as well.
Great. Well, let's actually move on a little bit. We kind of talked about the core infrastructure, the fabric. Now, after we've got our VMs up and running, it's important to monitor them as well, right? So can we use System Center Operations Manager to monitor our VMware infrastructure?
Absolutely. So what we do here is, we have a partner called Veeam, and Veeam has got the management pack. So SCOM is our monitoring solution, which requires management pack to monitor any device or any application. So Veeam has developed a management pack for us for ESXi, management. So, all the monitoring stuff which we do for our VMM and other Microsoft applications, we can do it for ESXi as well.
Great. Now, do you know what type of information that provides? I mean, will it give us the status of our ESX host, our storage? I mean, what type of information can it provide?
It does. So it provides all the information if we manage the disk, what is the capacity we have on the, ESXi. So we get all those sort of information using Veeam Management Pack.
Great. And one more time, that company was Veeam, right? So if people want to download the management pack and learn more, they can go to veeam.com, find the information out from there.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, we've covered a few components already, but let's talk about one of the more interesting ones, or more exciting ones I find a lot of people are caring about. That's automation using System Center Orchestrator.
Right.
So System Center Orchestrator is basically our workflow engine. Nice drag and drop interface. So tell me, how does VMware integrate with Orchestrator?
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So what happens is, for Orchestrator, we have got the integration pack. Similar to SCOM, we have management pack to manage all the infrastructure.
Okay.
For Orchestrator, we have the integration
pack. So it's an add-on that you can go and add to the Orchestrator system.
Right. And you can even build your own integration pack if you want. So we have got the integration pack for VMware, and we can perform the automations like, you know, creation of a machine, if you want to, you know, modify any virtual machines, you know, add a disk to existing VM. So we can communicate with ESXi and perform these operations.
Great. Now, do we still have a dependency on vCenter as well if we're using Orchestrator?
Yes,
so it's
do.
Kind of the same process. We go talk to vCenter,
right,
and that will then go down level and speak to our individual ESX hosts.
Absolutely. The reason is we do not have, you know, ESXi API which are public. And whatever method which we use, it is a supported way. So we use the public web API to communicate with vCenter, which is a complete supported way.
Okay, great. Now, I understand that you actually do have Orchestrator in the integration pack available. Could
right.
you maybe just quickly give us an overview of what comes in an integration pack?
Sure, I can certainly do that. So here you could see I've got, you know, a couple of virtual machines in my environment. And if I go and...
So we got those environments running. Now, we, of course, are going to go and open up Orchestrator, right? You're probably going to show us the runbook designer.
Sure. So here you could see I have got, like, you know, four virtual machines which I'm running
okay.
in my environment. So I've got a, you know, Orchestrator runbook which I have created. So I'll simply minimize this one. You could see I've got, like, you know, four CPU count running for this particular VM.
Okay.
And I can reduce it to one, you know, CPU count. Similarly, I can do these kind of operations. Like, I can add this, I can, you know, change memory, I can add and, you know, remove CPU counts.
Well, I think as you switch over, you know, one important thing to keep in mind is that Orchestrator is highly extensible. Even if there's no direct integration pack, even if you don't want to write your custom one, so long as there's a programmatic interface, we could go and tie it in with Orchestrator, because Orchestrator gives us the ability to run scripts, Visual Basic, Shell, you know, command.
Right.
And so long as it's scriptable, some method, we can actually go and plug it in straight away to go and tie it in with our Orchestrator environment.
Right, absolutely. So here you could see, you know, I've got a, you know, sample runbook, and I've created, like, you know, modifying the VM where I can, you know, add more CPUs. Maybe I'll just show this, you know, how does it look like. I can go into the properties.
And so these activities that you're showing us here, are these VMware activities or VMM activities, the ones
okay.
that you have up here?
So these are the operations which we are performing on VMware environment.
Okay.
So here I'm selecting which VM I want to use, and I can simply shut it down if I want. I can re-again, you know, select the VM. I can select the CPU count. And similarly, I've got multiple options. So if I want to change any other thing like memory, other configuration, apart from CPU, I can also do so. And so this is the activity which is for increasing the CPU. I've got another one which basically decreases the CPU. Since I already have the four CPU here, I'm going to run the other activity. And I'm going to showcase this one into the runbook tester. Before I do that, I'll show you. This is going to change the CPU count from 4 to 1.
So what we're going to do, let me just quickly review that with you. First, we're going to start the VM. We're
right.
then going to change some of the properties, in this case, the CPU count.
Right.
Then we're going to restart that VM.
Right.
And so, in general, how can an Orchestrator runbook be triggered?
Okay, so it can be triggered using multiple ways. We can use Service Manager to trigger it, or if we want, we can schedule it, like, you know, at a specific time. If you want to trigger it, we can do that. Or we can also do it manually.
Okay, so a lot of options. It's not restricted. Somebody has to go push a button to make this
Absolutely.
Happen.
Absolutely.
It
yeah.
could be, hey, maybe could Operations Manager report an alert, say
right.
you're running out of CPU, Service Manager creates a ticket, it goes and triggers this workflow, and you reduce the CPU count to keep everything healthy.
Right.
Fully
yeah.
integrated. Excellent,
Absolutely.
Excellent.
So here you could see, you know, if I run this runbook tester, just to show.
And so what exactly is runbook tester?
Okay, so these are the testing steps. So in case if you create your first runbook and you're not sure how it's going to work out, so you can have the runbook tester to see where your runbook is actually failing. So,
okay. Go like step by step through these different activities?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it's almost like a debugging tool that developers might have, but for our IT pros here. You come up with a complicated series of instructions, and so you can kind of granularly test step by step, figure out where this works, where there's breakpoints, that type of thing.
Right. So here you could see what are the activities it is performing. Like it's initially stopping the VM, and then it's just, you know, reconfiguring the VM, and then it's going to start the VM. So all the operations are performed once it's done. And you also see the green check, which means it's completed successfully.
Okay, great. Now, what other activities are included? You know, we talked about starting and stopping a VM, but I'm sure this integration pack contains more than that. Can you talk a little more about, you know, what other VMware actions can we do using Orchestrator?
Sure. I'm going to just refresh this VM. So,
and we'll check whether the CPU count has been reduced, right?
Right. Since it's completed, so it's going to take a few seconds to refresh. Because we don't instantaneously refresh from VMware. So it takes
right,
few.
There's some polling that happens in the background.
Absolutely.
Sometime.
Maybe in the meantime, I'll show you my other runbook items, which I can do.
Now, this integration pack, this is available as a download, right?
Yeah.
So there's no third party we need to work through. We could literally go to the Microsoft Orchestrator downloads, and we should be able to find the VMware integration pack. And it was actually created by Microsoft, right?
Yeah, this is created by Microsoft, so this is absolutely free. So you don't need to, you know, buy any integration pack for this kind of operation. You can simply go ahead and download it and start using it.
That's great. And, you know, I think another thing that's relevant to mention is System Center 2012 licensing. It's completely changed. If you now go and buy System Center 2012, you get Orchestrator, you get App Controller, you get Operations Manager, you get VMM, you get everything with that single license. So in the past, you know, a lot of people would just not go and buy one component because they weren't sure if they really needed it. They might want to try it out. But nice thing with System Center 2012, you get everything whether you want it or not. And so it's great for people just to start trying out this automation. They've never used it before. They think it's cool. And hey, you now get it for free with System Center 2012.
Absolutely. So it's not like, you know, they need to invest again in order to have these kind of capabilities.
They don't need to purchase new licenses just to use Orchestrator.
Right.
They get it.
As part of their license, simply go ahead and use it.
Nice. Well, hey, let's quickly browse through some of these activities that we
can
have here.
So I've got the integration pack for multiple things. So you could see I've got, you know, for HP ILO and for vSphere, we can add network adapters, we can add a virtual machine disk, we can clone a Linux VM or Microsoft-based VM. You can see that. So you can create the VM, customize any VM, like which we
so
are.
So that would be like editing the properties of it?
Absolutely. Delete any network adapter, delete any virtual machines. Maybe if you want some kind of automation that a VM should get deleted at a specific time, or maybe you know you are creating it today and you don't want it after a week.
The development project's over, for example. Right.
So you create a runbook, after a week, this VM has to be deleted.
So a nice cleanup. And that's going to help reduce VM sprawl. You know, it's kind of funny, right? We used to have server sprawl, and then we added virtualization to reduce that. Now we have VM sprawl. So this is a nice way to kind of clean that up as well.
Right. So there are multiple activities which we can perform.
So a lot of getting information about the database, setting properties.
Right.
Now, migrate VM, does this mean that you could do a vMotion?
Right. So we can perform.
So that's fully automated as well.
Absolutely. So if you want to, you know, have this vMotion at a specific time or due to any specific reason.
A trigger,
yes.
There's a threshold that's reached, live migrate or vMotion, everything.
True.
Excellent. So a lot of great information there.
I'll go back, and you could see now it has refreshed, and the CPU count has reduced
CPU
to one
count
CPU.
CPU has been reset.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, that's great. So, you know, final question as we wrap up here. You know, if a customer already has vCenter, you know, why would they go and do this hybrid management? You know, they have VMware, they have VMM. I mean, is it to simplify the management? I mean, what are the big benefits here?
That's a very good question. So I think you would have seen, you know, I talked about all the basic things which we can even do using vCenter. So why somebody should integrate vCenter with VMM? So our unique capability is this service deployment. As we initially talked about, what we can do is we can we can group multiple virtual machines together. So as I initially had, you know, mentioned, that we can have, you know, three-tiered.
That multi-tiered application, right, and
right.
Manage that as the single logical unit
right.
of deployment configuration. So that's a big advantage that we have there, certainly. Now, you know, I think another one that's worth highlighting is, of course, simplifying the management, single pane of glass, right? If you have a bunch of VMware servers, a bunch of Citrix servers, a bunch of Hyper-V hosts, why have three separate management consoles? You know, why have Zen Center, vCenter, VMM, and have to train people to use all of them separately? You know, we're really trying to simplify things here and allow people to manage everything just through VMM, that single location. So ultimately, you know, our goal here is we start to see people have more of these hybrid hypervisor environments. Right. Simplify things for, you know, our customers out here.
Right, and it is, you know, part of our private cloud positioning. So we say our private cloud is hypervisor agnostic. So you can have hypervisor as ESXi, you know, Citrix Zen Server, and Hyper-V, and you can deploy your VMs wherever you want. And you can also have your VM deployment in such a way that one tier goes to VMware, one tier goes to Citrix, another tier goes to our Hyper-V server.
Wow, so I can spread out my actual service template deployment across these different hypervisors.
Absolutely.
From VMM's perspective. Hey, it's infrastructure, right? It's fabric, it's memory, storage, and network. Let's go and take advantage of it.
Sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for that information, but where can people go to learn more?
Okay, so people can go to Microsoft.com/VMware. Or they can go to MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, where they can find out lots of, you know, trainings and information about how we can, you know, integrate with VMware and how we can, you know, perform all the virtualization, automation, and all the system center things.
That's a great point. I heard there was this really good series that just came out called Jump Starts. I may have been on it. I don't know. And we actually go into depth in the Microsoft Virtual Academy, you know, spending an hour on the hypervisor management, on the monitoring with operations manager using Veeam, automating using Orchestrator, and then we even go through a fourth module talking about how we can go and migrate our VMware ESX infrastructure, our VMs, over to Microsoft Hyper-V using the Microsoft Virtual Machine Converter. So thanks for bringing that up. Great resource, MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com.
Right.
Well, once again, thank you so much. Now, before we leave, though, tell me, you have a session this week, right? What exactly are you covering in your session?
Okay. So my session is all about, you know, how best we can manage the VMware infrastructure and how we can deploy the service template. So I'll have demonstrations around how we can create a service template and how we can deploy it into the VMware environment.
Excellent.
So, the complete management and automation piece, which I've talked
about. Great. And that'll also be available on demand on Channel 9, so
yes.
People could go and get more information from you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your time at MMS.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.